A golden sun rises above the city skyline as snow drifts down. Words appear. Hallmark Media presents Time for Her to Come Home for Christmas, a Time Road 6 and Front Street Pictures production. On a snow-lined sidewalk, a young woman with black hair and bangs, she carries a guitar case as she walks past festively decorated storefronts. Later, she plays her guitar and sings.
Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. G major, how lovely are.
She teaches a gray-haired man with a guitar.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely.
Now she teaches a young boy with a guitar.
Great job, your bow's so green in summer.
A woman with long dark hair smiles as she places a box of Christmas cookies on a low table.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Now the woman sings in front of three teenage girls, all with guitars.
All right, y'all ready to try?
The three girls nod. Later, the woman greets a black woman with a guitar case.
I've been practicing during my lunches.
The other teachers are calling it dinner to show.
You should be proud of your progress. You've come a long way in 6 months.
I can't wait to see the look on my son's face when I pull out the guitar at our Christmas party. And what about you, Carly? What are your plans for Christmas?
I'm heading out of state, actually. A town called Waterford Creek. Oh. I leave tomorrow.
Wow, wonderful. Do you have any family down there?
Nope. No, I got offered a job just for the holidays.
My, must be a very special student.
Students, actually. I'm helping a choir prepare for their Christmas Eve services. It'll be good to get out of town for a
minute. Carly lowers her gaze. The woman appears sympathetic as she nods.
Okay, should we get started? We can call this the dress rehearsal for your big show.
Okay.
Now remember, don't rush, just nice and steady. Music is all about timing.
She holds a red heart-shaped guitar pick with the word joy and the image of a songbird etched on the back. Later near a bus, a middle-aged man in a Santa hat is approached by a blonde soldier in military fatigues.
Excuse me, is this the one from Waterford Creek?
The man nods. Nearby, Carly is at a hot chocolate stand.
Thanks.
As she walks away, the soldier approaches the stand.
I'll take a hot cocoa, please, with cinnamon.
He puts a bill on the counter as he's served his hot cocoa.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
As he walks away, Carly returns to the stand.
You don't have any cinnamon by chance, do you? Huh?
The server adds a dash of cinnamon.
Thank you. Thanks.
In the bus, the soldier stuffs a bag in an upper compartment. Carly sits in an aisle seat, her guitar case by the window. She digs into her purse and a book drops on the floor, A Christmas to Remember. She picks it up as the soldier slips in the window seat behind her. A gray-haired woman sits beside him and gives him his cocoa. The door of the green and gold bus closes. As the bus travels a snowy landscape, the soldier shares phone photos with the woman beside him.
My sister's been sending me updates about the family tree. Here's his after they picked it at the lot, and after they put it in the base, after they realized it was crooked. The star's my favorite part.
Carly wears headphones as she reviews sheet music. Later, the soldier sleeps by the window, his own open copy of A Christmas to Remember on his lap. The older woman taps him on the shoulder. He wakes up as the woman walks away.
Here.
He gets out of his seat and opens the overhead compartment. He pulls out a rucksack and then reaches down. He picks up Carly's guitar pick from off the floor. He looks at the word joy, then turns it over to reveal the image of the songbird. The soldier looks lost in thought as a slight smile appears on his face. The bus pulls away from the curb. Carly stands on the sidewalk next to the soldier and a volunteer Santa ringing sleigh bells. She studies a map and looks both ways down the street. The soldier puts a bill in Santa's donation jar.
Merry Christmas.
Carly goes one way, the soldier the other way. A sign reads, Welcome to Waterford Creek. An aerial view of the small town, dusted with snow. The soldier walks towards a two-story gabled home with a porch. Carly approaches a stone house. The soldier arrives at a door with a Christmas wreath. He turns around, looks out, and smiles. Meanwhile, Carly stands at the door of the stone house. She turns around, looks out, and smiles. She turns back and pushes a door code. Back at the soldier as he enters a tidy modern home decorated for Christmas. Twinkling pine garlands are wrapped around the stair banisters. The soldier puts down his duffel bag. A middle-aged woman and a young woman with long hair run towards him. They all hug.
You're home.
Yep. Hey, Riley, how you doing?
Back with Carly. She places her guitar case on a kitchen island. She steps into a modern dining area. She stops when she sees a record player. She looks around the sparsely appointed living room, then towards the fireplace. On the mantle are two candlesticks and two simple Christmas decorations. Carly smiles slightly. She shakes a snow globe with a red cardinal and places it on the mantle. On the porch, a middle-aged couple.
Is it too loud?
You look beautiful.
Maybe she needs some time.
It'll be fine.
Carly opens the door.
Hello there.
Merry Christmas.
Hello.
I'm Susan Shepherd. We spoke on the phone, and this is my husband, John.
From Waterford Creek Church. I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting. Hi, I'm Carly. It's nice to meet you both face to face.
It is very nice to meet you, Carly, finally.
Oh, yes, it is so lovely to meet you. I hope that this place is cozy enough, and if it is not, we can get you anything you need. Now, I know that you've had a really long trip, but if you're up for company, we would love to welcome you to our little town.
And we hope you like chicken pot pie, Susan's recipe. It's delish.
I love it. Come on in.
Okay.
They step inside as Carly smiles and closes the door. Now they sit and eat the chicken pot pie.
My mom was a music teacher too, so I had a guitar in my hand before I could walk.
Wow. I wish I could play a musical instrument.
She's being modest. Susan has a lovely voice. You'll hear it soon enough. She's a member of our choir.
John, hush. No shop talk. Carly just got in.
Well, I'd actually love to hear more.
Well, typically the choir performs three songs on Christmas Eve, which we will leave to your discretion. We're having a Sunday service tomorrow. I'd love for you to join us. You can see our little choir in action.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Susan and John smile. Meanwhile, the soldier places a star atop a Christmas tree as his mother and Riley smile.
Oh. 10 out of 10.
The Christmas tree whisperer returns.
Excellent form. We'll need you to help when we decorate for the Christmas Eve party.
Oh, it's your turn to host again this year? I can't wait.
Has Riley told you?
Told me what?
I joined the choir.
It's about time. You can't keep a voice like yours on the sidelines. Wait, you've been texting me all day. You sent me 15 Christmas tree emojis. You didn't think to share them.
I was excited to tell you in person.
Well, I'm proud of you. Good things happen when you're brave enough to put yourself out there.
Susan Shepherd said they've finally gotten a new choir director.
Is that so?
Very talented musician from Philadelphia.
Maybe she was on your bus.
I wish I'd known. I'd have spent the last 5 hours singing the praises of her newest recruit. I talked to Dan Turner. He said that I can start at the fire station as soon as I take the written exam.
That's wonderful, honey. It'll be so nice to have you home again. The best Christmas gift I could ask for.
The soldier lowers his gaze and nods. Meanwhile, Carly goes to her guitar case and reaches into her pocket. She furrows her brow and searches through her other pockets.
My pick.
She goes to her red woolen coat and searches through the pockets, then through her bag.
Where'd it go?
She looks around and wipes her brow. In town, the soldier, now wearing black pants and a car coat, arrives outside Susan's shop, a Christmas store. He smiles as he peeks through the glass doors. He steps inside. Nearby, a young woman with long brown hair smiles as she arranges golden Christmas decorations.
I thought I might find you here.
Maddie! Come here!
She gives Maddie a big hug.
When did you get in?
Today, a few hours ago. I helped Ma with the tree, and then you were my next stop.
Look at you! Gosh, I can't believe it's been 5 years. Your mom told me you're moving home.
Yeah, for good. I've even got a place lined up. Renos won't be done until the new year, so I'm staying with my mom over the holidays.
I know. She told me. I really missed you. You know that?
I missed you, too.
Jenny smiles.
Welcome home.
In a white clapboard chapel, John stands at the pulpit.
So, as Christmas approaches, let us remember its tenets. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. Let us not discard them with our wrapping papers and bows.
Carly smiles.
But carry it with us into the new year.
Across the aisle, Maddie, Riley, and their mom.
Now, I would like to invite our choir up to perform a special selection for us.
Several of the few parishioners walk up towards the front. Maddie turns to Riley. He smiles as she joins the others. They all find their places as John sits down. Susan counts them down.
Hark the herald, angels singing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth.
Maddie's mother looks at him and nods. Other parishioners watch the enthusiastic choir.
Reconcile, joyful all ye nations.
In the pews, Carly squints and lets out a sigh. Maddie forces a smile as he watches.
Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory, glory to the newborn King.
Carly watches with an open mouth and takes a deep breath. Later, John shakes hands as the parishioners file out.
Thanks so much for being here.
A tall teenage boy from the choir approaches.
Tyler, you get bigger every week.
See you next Sunday.
Carly smiles as she rushes up to him.
Hello, Carly. You made it. How did you enjoy the sermon today?
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And our choir?
They were,
a little muddled. Well, what they lack in direction, they make up for in enthusiasm.
I was actually hoping we could have a quick word about what your expectations are.
I'd like to show you something.
He leads her up the aisle and into his office, and a wall of framed choir photos.
For generations, the choir has been a treasured part of our congregation.
Wow. Wait, is that...
She points to a black and white choir photo.
Susan. The year we met. Start of my ministry. Mm-hmm. Voice of an angel, my Susan. Boy, oh boy, when I tell you they used to be good, I am not exaggerating. Folks from neighboring counties used to pile into our little chapel every Sunday to hear them sing.
With all due respect, what happened?
He points towards his desk.
Have a seat.
Okay.
Well, we've struggled the last few years, Carly. Our former choir director, Miss Jane, she was fantastic, but then she moved away along with some of our stronger vocalists, and well, we thought we'd be able to swing it without her, but as you heard, we could use the help.
So why now?
Well, when we saw your post, it inspired us. Truly, Carly, we thought you were exactly what we needed to rebuild the choir. Youthful energy, passion, new ideas. And so, after Susan and I saw your profile, we wanted to meet you.
2 weeks is not a very long time.
You sure do have your work cut out for you.
I'll try my best, but I'm no miracle worker.
I understand. It's not always possible to recapture the past. And I didn't show you all this to burden you with expectations.
Why did you show me?
To inspire you. It never hurts to be reminded of what's possible, especially at Christmas.
Carly smiles. John picks up a black binder and hands it to her.
We appreciate any guidance you can offer, but we leave the miracles to him.
Carly looks heavenward and smiles. Outside the chapel, Riley and her mom stand with Maddie.
I think that was a very spirited rendition.
At least we were better than last week.
His mom smiles and nods.
Then we should celebrate.
Eggnog pancakes at the orchard?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
I think I left my purse in our seat.
I'll get it. I'll meet you at the car.
He rushes inside and passes two young girls.
Bye, Matthew.
He bumps into Carly.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I wasn't looking.
They smile and look at each other.
Have we met before?
I don't think so.
Maddie, I see you've met our fabulous new choir director.
The talented musician from Philadelphia.
Most people just call me Carly.
It's nice to meet you.
They shake hands.
Maddie.
Matthew.
Jenny turns to him.
Since when?
Well, I got to get to work.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, Jenny.
Carly turns to Matthew. He smiles back at her.
It's nice to meet you.
You too.
She steps forward and they collide, then walk around each other and away. Matthew gets his mom's blue purse from off a pew. He looks back at Carly leaving. Now at a choir meeting with Carly.
So I watched the service on Sunday, and I think this group has a lot of potential.
We're terrible.
I wouldn't say terrible.
Not good at all.
But that's why we have Carly. She's here to help us.
Riley.
Do you really think we can get better?
Being a choir isn't just about singing well.
It's not.
Well, lucky for us.
Oh, it's about singing together.
Right now, you guys are moving in all different directions, so we have to get you in harmony. Let's start with an icebreaker so I can get to know you. Tell me your name and why you've decided to join the choir.
I'll start. I am Carly Bridges. You can call me Carly. I'm a Leo, and I have been playing guitar and singing my entire life.
How about you?
Well, as you know, my name is Susan Shepherd, and I have always loved the camaraderie it brings, spending time with friends and family.
Hi, Carly.
Hi, Jenny.
Well, since Dad runs the place and Mom is one of the original members...
Susan smiles.
I didn't really have a choice in the matter.
I'm Tyler. My mom says team activities build character, and it was either this or ice hockey, and I can't skate. Well, I can't really sing either, but if you're lousy at this, you don't lose a tooth.
Well, nice to meet you, Tyler, and I can't skate either.
A woman with an afro.
I'm Alice. I'm 41. I'm married. My husband and I have two wonderful children. I can show you pictures after practice. Christmas is just about my favorite time of year. Some folks put up their Christmas trees on December 1st. I pull out my sweaters and Christmas bling, because 'tis the season.
Well, you'll have to show me where I can pick up one of those.
Oh, well, good thing I have a catalog. I'll bring it next time.
Carly chuckles as Alice hurries back to her seat next to Riley. Carly smiles as she gestures towards a scowling man with a white goatee.
George.
Strong, silent type. Well, you know, every group needs a mysterious one.
George glares at her. Carly forces a smile.
I'm Riley Wheeler. This is my first year, and I joined because I like to sing.
Then you're in the right place. Okay, thank you, everyone. Shall we start with some basics? Just take your places in your sections.
They all get up and shuffle towards the altar. They struggle to find their positions. Carly watches as they shift their places around each other.
Okay, you know what? Raise your hand if you are a tenor.
Susan raises her hand.
No.
Okay, Alice, are you an alto or a soprano?
You know, I have always wondered.
Carly slowly nods. Chapel choir practice with Carly.
Do, mi, so, mi, do.
Do, mi, so, mi, do.
Carly conducts.
Do, mi, so, mi, do.
Do, mi, so, mi, do.
Do, mi, so, mi, do.
Do. George looks around. Carly smiles. After rehearsal, George gathers his coat and rushes away. Carly watches him go as Jenny approaches.
Pro tip, just leave him be. George likes to keep to himself. Thanks.
Jenny steps away. Carly stands alone, looking in George's direction. In his office, John works at his desk as Susan enters with a green mug.
Well, what's got you looking so pensive?
Oh, my Christmas Eve sermon. Mm. Just waiting on a little inspiration.
She gives him the mug.
Thank you. So, how was Carly's first day?
Wonderful. She's so bright and so professional. I know that you had your reservations, but I am so glad we found her. She reminds me of him.
John stares into her eyes. Susan smiles.
You know, I was thinking, We should get her a Christmas tree.
I've already made arrangements. I sent in the expert.
Now, in a Christmas tree lot with Matthew singing.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la.
Nearby, Carly watches and listens and smiles.
La 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 la.
He looks up and sees Carly.
Hi.
Hello again. You have a really nice voice. Have you ever thought about joining the choir?
Oh, my choir days are long over.
So you have experience.
That's what you got out of that answer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think of this one?
A Christmas tree.
You're right. We can do better.
It's your Christmas tree.
Actually, it's yours. Mrs. Shepherd asked me to pick one up for you. I'm kind of a expert in the Christmas tree department.
Oh, really?
Really.
Well, thank you, but you don't have to do that. I'm here now.
No nonsense. I made Mrs. Shepherd a promise, and I need evergreen branches anyway. My mom makes Christmas wreaths every year.
Hmm. So were you just planning on sneaking into my house like some reverse Grinch?
I'd probably try the doorbell first.
Yeah.
They exchange smiles.
Well, since you're here, come on. You can help.
She follows him into the lot store with shelves of Christmas decorations.
So you and the Shepherd seem pretty tight.
Definitely. Jenny and I grew up together. We've been best friends since preschool.
Wow, that's a lot of history. Any romantic history?
No.
No?
Nope. What?
Nothing. I just wonder if she knows that you have feelings for her. Why haven't you told her yet?
It's never been the right time. When I joined the army, it didn't seem right to say something only to follow with goodbye. There was a moment before I left where I thought maybe she was... That was a long time ago. What do you think of this one?
Hold it straight. Let me check.
Check?
Well, I gotta see if I can put the angel on top.
What's the verdict?
We have a winner.
You got bulbs, tinsel?
Oh, I don't use tinsel.
Why not?
Because it gets everywhere and you still find pieces of it in January.
No tinsel in January.
Matthew, I really think you should consider joining the choir.
Yeah.
So many great people involved. Your sister, Jenny, Jenny's mom. All of us together having so much fun. And also, I desperately need a tenor. Wait, are you even a tenor?
Guess you'll never know.
He throws the tree up onto the counter. Later, Carly stands at her door as she motions Matthew in with the Christmas tree. Inside, she points him towards the dining area, then closes the door behind her.
Well, the tree will go a long way to making this place feel a little more festive.
Mm-hmm. And now we have ornaments, too.
Oh.
He goes to the snow globe.
Oh, that one's mine. I brought it from home.
He takes it off the mantle.
Cardinal?
It was a gift from my mom. She used to call me her little songbird.
And how's she feel about you spending Christmas so far from home?
She passed away in June.
So sorry.
Thanks. That's why I took this job. We used to spend Christmas together.
What about brothers, sisters?
No, it was just us.
Matthew sits down across from her.
Your dad?
He left when I was one. He wasn't ready to be a father. My mom said he tried, but he couldn't be what we needed him to be. It's okay. I made peace with that a long time ago. Now with my mom gone and my dad's side of the family pretty clipped, just me.
You know, family doesn't have to mean blood. The men I served with, I consider them brothers. We have each other's backs. Family can be chosen, too.
Carly lowers her gaze, then looks at him and smiles. At the chapel, the choir members gather and chat while George reads the paper. Carly glances at her watch and looks around.
I guess everyone's here, so let's get started. We're gonna start with some scales.
Sorry I'm late.
Matthew appears.
You're right on time. Everybody, meet our new tenor. You are a tenor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matthew hugs Riley.
Glad you're here. We can share.
Carly looks over at him and mouths, "Thank you." She opens her music binder and smiles. The choir have assembled as Carly conducts. The choir all smile at Carly.
Okay, well, I think we are good to go for today, guys, but please practice your individual parts at home, okay? Promise?
Promise.
Good. Oh, before we go, I do have an announcement I would like to make. I have been evaluating all of your individual strengths, and I think this year's solo should go to Riley.
Riley.
Riley smiles. Later, George gathers his coat.
Bye, George.
George walks away as he waves behind with his rolled newspaper.
I think he's warming up to me. He's more bark than bite.
Alice waves goodbye. Carly stands by the piano as Riley approaches.
Carly, about the solo, maybe you should give it to someone else. Alice or Jenny?
You have a beautiful voice, Riley, truly.
I'm just not sure if I can sing in front of all those people alone.
We can work on it together, if you want, outside of group rehearsals.
You'd help me?
Of course. I won't have you do anything that you're not ready for, but I think you should try.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Jenny to Matthew.
Hey, what made you decide to dust off your robes?
Well, I'm home now, and just so happens, some of my favorite people are in this choir. We still need to catch up. Pie at the Orchard?
I'm off gluten, but yes, of course. When?
I'll drop off Riley and then meet you there.
You got it.
Carly looks around with her guitar case. She smiles and walks away. Later outside, Carly walks among holiday shoppers. She stops when she sees George alone at a table outside a bonbon shop. She stops and watches him for a moment, then disappears inside. Later, she places a takeout cup on George's table and sits down.
It's mint tea with honey. It's good for your voice. So, are you excited for Christmas?
Why? It happens every year.
Does that make you the town Scrooge?
George glares at her. Carly's smile fades.
I suppose it might.
Sorry, I've just noticed that you don't seem to like socializing very much with the rest of the group. But they're a really fun bunch. Yeah. Yesterday, Alice even brought homemade snickerdoodles.
I know, she snuck two into my pocket. There were crumbs everywhere.
Now see, just another reason to stick around after practice. Saves on the dry cleaning bill. I still would like to know why you joined the choir, if you want to share.
My wife, she used to sing with the choir. She passed last winter.
How long are you two married?
53 years.
So sorry, George. Now tell me about your wife. Lovely singer, I bet.
She couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But she loved it. Christmas was always her favorite time of the year, the lights and the decorations. But the thing she looked forward to the most was caroling. Mm. Yeah, we go every year.
Just you two?
Well, it was our tradition. We'd walk for blocks till our feet were sore and our voices gave up, but she'd always say, "One more house. Can't keep all this Christmas cheer to ourselves."
His eyes shine as he remembers.
And when I sing with the choir, I can feel an old connection to her.
Carly watches him with a slight smile, then reaches across the table, takes his hand, and squeezes it. Orchard Lane Restaurant. A waitress serves Matthew and Jenny.
Oh.
Thank you. Did your mom tell you that Barclay's drugstore closed down?
What? No.
Yes, unfortunately, about 6 months ago. I hear it's becoming a seafood restaurant.
I spent the last few days dreaming of one of their peppermint egg creams.
Yeah. Well, my mom cornered Mr. Barclay until he gave her the recipe, so I'll have her send it to you.
Yeah. Well, you know I won't be able to make anything like the original, but thanks.
Oh, right. I forgot. You can't cook.
I have other skills. How are things at the shop?
Actually, it's my last month.
Really? Why?
I applied to Dobson Virginia University. I got into their MBA program.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still waitlisted for a few courses I need, so we'll see.
Your parents must be proud.
They are. Now, Mom was a little disappointed because we'd always talked about me taking over the shop one day.
You can do that with a business degree, right?
That's not why I applied. I've spent my entire life in Waterford Creek, and I started to wonder if maybe there was more for me out there. You must know what that's like, right?
Well, I loved serving my country. It was the honor of my life, but I spent most of my quiet moments thinking of home.
They smile across the table at one another. Jenny looks to her dessert as Matthew's smile fades. Later, he walks down a street, past a decorated Christmas tree. He stops outside a storefront record shop. He pauses for a moment and then steps inside. He walks past two shoppers and down a wall lined with DVDs. He walks further into the store and stands at a rack of records. He watches Carly on the other side of the rack. She looks up and sees him.
We meet again.
I'm actually glad you're here. That Christmas feeling or Christmas time's coming?
She holds up two records.
Are you buying a gift for someone?
Every Christmas, my mom and I would go to the record shop in town and try to find a holiday album that we'd never, ever heard before. I mean, anyone could put on Bing or Ella, but have you ever trimmed a tree to Accordion to Steve's Christmas Polka? She'd get one for me, I'd get one for her, we'd swap, kind of like a Secret Santa. It's always my favorite tradition.
And what if you don't like it?
What's life without a little bit of risk, right? Besides, I've yet to meet a Christmas song that I did not like. Give me a horn section and some sleigh bells and I'm happy. What about you?
He stands beside her now.
My favorite Christmas tradition?
Mm-hmm.
Being home. I mean, nothing gets me in the spirit like a peppermint egg cream from Barclay's drugstore. But I just heard they shut down.
Well, I've never tried one, but it sounds interesting.
More than interesting. Life-changing.
Carly smiles and nods. They look through the records together.
Riley told me that you offered to help her out with her solo. That was really nice of you.
All solos can be intimidating. She's very talented.
She's wanted to join the choir for the longest time. She just now worked up the courage.
Well, I'm glad she did.
You know, I could use some new Christmas music. Swap?
Do you trust me?
Should I?
Carly smiles and goes to another rack.
No peeking.
Oh, right.
They shop at separate racks, then step out of the store, each with a wrapped record. They stop and exchange the records. Matthew goes to open his.
Hey, not until you get home. That's the rule.
Is that so? Well, I always play by the rules.
I got that about you.
Matthew watches as she walks away. He smiles and walks in the opposite direction. Later at home, his mother takes a pan of freshly baked cookies out of the oven.
Smells good.
What have you got there?
He takes Carly's record out of the wrapper, Accordion to Steve's Christmas Polka.
Oh, no. The record player's broken, so we got rid of it. Sorry, honey.
Oh, that's okay, Mom. Love you.
He grabs a cookie and walks away as his mom watches him go. At her place, Carly slips Matthew's album out of its paper wrapper. On the cover, a red Christmas ornament and the title, The Blue Note Trio. She turns it over and reads the back. Later, the record revolves as the player needle is lowered onto it. Carly smiles as she sits at the table and sips from a large mug. She moves her body to the music. She looks at the album cover and smiles. She picks up a blue Christmas bauble and goes over to the tree, twinkling with fairy lights. She dances to the music as she hangs the bauble, then dances her way back to the table and sits down.
Christmas, I'm hurrying on my way. Christmas.
Her face lights up. She searches in her bag and takes out a leather-bound notebook. She opens it and holds a pencil in her hand. As she looks off, her eyes fill with tears. She sees the cardinal snow globe on the mantle. Snow swirls around the bird as Carly watches with a smile on her face. She looks down at the notebook and smiles as she starts to write. Now in the chapel, the choir gather at her feet.
Joyful all ye nations, rise. Join the triumph of the skies. What's the song about? Tyler?
Herald angels singing?
Yes, absolutely. What else?
Riley puts up her hand.
It's about rejoicing in good news, coming together in celebration.
Exactly. Songs aren't just words and notes. They are expressions of emotions. And if we want the audience to feel something, then we have to feel it first. So, everybody, close your eyes. Close them. Now, I want you to think about a time in your life when you were truly happy, when you were filled with joy and bliss and wonder. Yeah, feel those feels. Smile. Now hold on to that feeling and keep your eyes closed.
She goes and stands by the piano.
Just the refrain. Now you want to share that happy time. You are bursting to share it with the people you love the most. And one, and two.
Joyful all ye nations, rise. Join the triumph of the skies.
Susan opens her eyes and shakes her head. She watches as Carly listens with her eyes shut. Jenny opens her eyes and watches as Susan's eyes fill with tears. Carly smiles and nods as Tyler sings with Matthew. Matthew smiles and nods. Alice smiles too. Carly opens her eyes.
All right, singers, open your eyes. I think we're ready to take it from the top.
Susan shares a big smile with Jenny. George wipes away tears. As nearby Matthew smiles, Carly smiles back at him. At her place, Carly plays the guitar. She stops to write song lyrics in her notebook. Carly puts down her guitar. She makes her way to the front door and opens it to Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Carly. I'm so silly. I realized that I forgot to give you your ticket.
Ticket?
Yes, to the Christmas dance. It's a Waterford Creek tradition not to be missed.
For tonight. Okay. I've never been to a Christmas dance before.
Oh, well, you're going to have a wonderful time. I'll see to it personally. Now, I am not sure what you packed, but Jenny thought perhaps one of these might work.
These are great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
She hands Carly several dresses. They smile at each other.
Do you want to come in?
Oh, thanks, Carly, but I'm behind on making my Christmas candles.
Oh.
Actually, I could sure use your help. Would you care to join?
Sure. Let me just put these down.
Okay.
Carly goes back inside as Susan takes a deep breath. Later at home, Susan stirs a pot on a hot plate.
The key to the perfect Christmas candle is 3 drops of cardamom essence, 2 drops of vanilla, and 2 drops of cloves with a dash of cinnamon. I usually make my own cinnamon blend too, but that's a recipe for another time.
Well, it smells great.
Mm-hmm. I only started making these a few years ago, but since then, I've been hooked. It's like there's something meditative about it. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like I've just been talking your ear off.
Not at all. I love hearing these stories. Okay, what's next?
So next, we add
the scent.
She hands Carly a scent bottle.
Are you sure you want to trust me with this?
I believe in you, Carly. Now, nice and easy.
Carly adds several drops.
Mom, are you up here?
Come on up!
Sorry to bother you up here, but...
Oh, hi, Carly.
Hey, Jenny. Your mom's showing me how to make Christmas candles.
Really? Mom usually doesn't let people into her studio.
Well, I have to make 6 dozen of these for the Christmas dance, so it is all hands on deck.
I'm pretty sure I have 2 left hands, but I'm trying my best.
Come join us, honey.
Sure.
Susan forces a smile.
Here.
Thank you.
Oh, that's starting to smell really good.
Now a sign reads, Annual Christmas Dance Tonight. Matthew greets a man and woman. Guests mingle in a hall decorated with strings of white lights. Matthew approaches a man with a mustache and shakes his hand.
Hey.
Carly wears a long-sleeved red gown as she approaches Matthew. He picks up a Christmas candle and smells it.
What do you think?
It smells good enough to eat.
Thank you.
You made these?
With a great deal of help from Susan, but yes.
I'm impressed.
You know, I think I am finally getting the hang of this small-town Christmas thing. Making candles, attending time-honored events.
Carly!
Alice appears.
Can I steal you for a hot sec?
Sure.
So, I heard that eating prunes is good for relaxing the vocal cords. Or was it pineapple? I can't remember. Now I know water's good.
John and Susan with Carly.
Susan was saying that the Christmas dance was your first date.
No, our first date was the library.
That was not a date.
I thought it was.
A first date is when I put on a pretty dress and dab some perfume behind my ear.
Well, I think you can find romance anywhere. In the little things.
Like a trip to the library.
Okay, fine. So then the Christmas dance was our second date.
Actually, it was our third. You forgot about the coffee shop.
A DJ plays music. George goes over to Carly. He extends his hand to her.
Dance with me?
I would love to.
George leads her onto the dance floor. John twirls Susan. They dance in each other's arms. Alice smiles as she dances with her husband. Nearby, George twirls Carly near Jenny and Matthew.
You know what this reminds me of? Junior prom.
Does that mean I can expect you to step on my toes?
Come on, I got some fresh moves.
Jenny smiles while she looks through the crowd.
I thought I just saw Ben Hubbard.
Ben? I didn't know he was back in town.
Yeah, he said he might be here tonight.
Matthew nods and forces a smile as they continue to dance.
Are you two?
I'm not sure. He travels a lot for work, but he visits all the time, so.
You should go say hi.
Can wait till the end of our dance.
No, no. Absolutely not. Listen, I have to make the rounds anyways, and a lot of people I have to say hi to.
Sure.
We'll catch up later.
Matthew watches as she makes her way across the dance floor.
Hey.
Matthew stands alone. Later, Carly looks up into the night sky at a shooting star. Matthew steps outside. He walks over to a shivering Carly. They both look up at the stars.
Nice night, huh?
Yeah, pretty magical. The stars, perfectly clean air. This place is incredible.
Matthew looks at her and smiles.
George has some pretty good moves, huh?
I could barely keep up.
Carly turns and sits on a nearby bench. Matthew sits beside her.
So, how are we doing?
You and me?
Choir.
Well, we are a little over a week away from Christmas Eve, and I just want it to be special.
It means a lot to you, this performance.
Yeah. The shepherds have been so nice to me. From finding my teacher profile online to bringing me out here, inviting me to fun events like this. Alice said that the chapel hasn't had the money to hire a choir director, so Pastor John is paying me out of pocket. I don't know how I got so lucky.
Oh, that is really special.
I'll miss them when I go home. Do you believe in fate?
Like there's a bigger plan that we can't see?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Since my mom died, I just felt a little lost. Fate. The idea of it. The promises that it holds. It just seems a little rocky right now.
I understand what you're going through.
You do?
Yeah.
Matthew turns and looks at her. Carly smiles and then looks back up into the night sky. At his mother's house, Matthew flips through an old family photo album. His mother appears.
You're up late.
Oh, did I wake you?
No. Eggnog. Looks like we have the same idea.
She looks over his shoulder at the album.
Oh, I remember that night. You made the cutest wise man.
A very young Matthew wears a long white beard.
And you were up all night making me that little hat.
Uh-huh.
She pours eggnog.
Because accessories make the outfit, dear.
Matthew smiles to himself and studies the photo album. His mother sits across from him.
Is everything all right?
I had these hopes. I'd come home and buy that little farmhouse on Maple, fix it up. Now I hear that Jenny's leaving just as I arrive. She was my best friend. I feel like I hardly know her.
People change, grow apart. Others grow together. Sometimes you need to let go of a dream so another one can take its place.
It's pretty deep, Mom.
I have my moments.
Matthew smiles at her. She gets up and goes around to him. She places a hand on his shoulder and kisses the top of his head. She walks away as Matthew shuts the photo album. He leans forward and gazes off. An aerial view of the town of Waterford Creek. In the chapel office, John hands Susan what appears to be a check.
Thank you for letting us do this for her.
You've done a good thing. What a blessing.
Meeting her, that's the real blessing.
John takes her hand and kisses it. Outside the chapel, snow drifts down, inside with Carly.
Hello and good morning, everybody. Keep your coats on. We're doing something a little different today.
We're not singing today?
We are going caroling.
She smiles at George. She walks up the aisle arm in arm with George as the others follow. They arrive at a door with a Christmas wreath. An older man and woman open the door.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And the couple smile and hug. A young mother opens her door with her young son. They smile and wave.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We all like.
Now they sing in front of a group of men and women bundled for the cold, smiling.
Like a figgy pudding with all its good.
Matthew smiles at Carly as they sing.
Merry Christmas.
Tyler sings beside Riley. George smiles at Carly.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The choir smile at each other. Alice turns to them.
Oh, did you see their faces? We made their day.
Well, who doesn't like being wished Merry Christmas, right?
And a Happy New Year. So, George, what do you think? Should we keep going?
One more house.
Yeah, oh, yes.
We can't keep all this Christmas cheer to ourselves, right?
Let's do it.
They hurry off, Carly arm in arm with George.
Thank you, Carly.
One more house.
As they walk away, Matthew and Susan smile. Later at Riley's house, she has a singing lesson with Carly.
Just repeat after me.
Me, 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 me.
Me, 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 me.
You are singing for the rafters. Just give it a little more power.
What if I make a mistake?
We all make mistakes.
I just don't want to let everyone in the choir down.
My mom used to tell me it takes two things to make great music. A guitar in your hands and joy in your heart.
Your mom sounds awesome.
I usually have my favorite pick with me, but I lost it on my way here. Had the word joy written on it. It was a gift from my mom.
Oh, no.
Sadly, I think it's gone for good. But listen, it's normal to get lost in your nerves. You just have to remember why you're doing this. Do you love to sing?
I do.
Then share that love with everyone in that chapel on Christmas Eve. Or we could always give the solo to George. I mean, he loves the spotlight.
Matthew appears.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Wondering if you guys are almost finished. We're about to start with the wreaths.
Yeah, I think we're done for today. Great job, Riley.
Carly, can you stay?
I don't want to impose on your family time.
Do you have a wreath on your door?
No.
Then you should stay.
Now, they stand at a table with evergreen boughs and holly with Matthew's mom.
I've always made my own bows.
I think it adds a personal touch.
Carly, if you pick which ribbon you like best, I can make you one.
Okay.
But you might want to spread these branches out. They're looking a little lopsided.
Hey, I'm not telling you how to make your wreath.
Because mine's actually round?
Is there a law that says wreaths have to be round?
It's not about the finished product. It's about the experience.
Thank you, Diane.
Although we will be hanging the finished product up around the house during the Christmas Eve parties.
Speaking of, I don't know if anyone has said, Carly, but you are absolutely invited.
Thanks. I'd really like that.
She and Matthew share a smile. Diane and Riley look at each other and smile as well. Later, a wreath hangs on Carly's door.
I think it has a lot of personality.
No arguments here.
Matthew follows her inside.
You know, I realize I've never heard you sing.
Oh, well, that's not true. We went caroling.
No, that was with a group. I barely heard myself. Would you sing?
Actually, I could use an unbiased opinion on something. Take a seat. I have been working on this arrangement, and I want the choir to sing it.
Don't you think it's a little late to add a new song?
Maybe, but it would mean a lot to me.
What's the song?
Well, I recently got this gift from a friend of mine. The first track is called Time for Me to Come Home.
Matthew picks up the Blue Note Trio record.
It just spoke to me.
She smiles at him and plays her guitar. Matthew watches her and smiles.
Now it's Christmas, Christmas. I'm hurrying on my way. Christmas, Christmas. Like I'm riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, I don't have to hear no jingle bells, just the ringing of the phone. Mama just called and said it's time for me to come home.
She looks up at Matthew. He looks back at her.
I forgot the next line.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
We should add it.
Yeah?
Definitely.
I forgot to ask, why did you choose that album?
Happy accident, I guess.
I guess sometimes the things we need just have a way of finding us.
Yeah, I guess they do.
Carly smiles as she meets his gaze. Later at the chapel, choir practice with Carly.
I would like to add a song to the program.
She distributes sheet music.
I've been working on the arrangement.
Thank you.
The title, Time for Me to Come Home.
Does anyone know where Tyler is today?
No, I haven't seen him this morning.
I can text him.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Okay, well, let's get started.
Outside, Matthew walks with her.
So have you had one of your creamy peppermint drink things?
Peppermint egg cream, not yet.
Well, I thought it was your favorite tradition.
I'll get there eventually. Jenny sent Mr. Barkley's famous recipe over to my mom. Good things come
to those who wait, yeah. But have you ever considered that maybe better things come to those who seize the day?
Tyler.
Oh, hey, we missed you at rehearsal.
I'm so sorry, I completely forgot.
Well, that's okay. We just wanted to make sure that you're all right.
He holds firewood.
We got snow last night, and I wanted to make sure that the driveway was clear for my mom. And I always help the neighbors out with their firewood.
You want some help?
Sure.
Later, Matthew carries wood as Carly shovels snow.
So you were going to do all of this by yourself?
My mom's been working really hard. She just picked up extra shifts at the orchard, and I don't want her to worry about all this.
That's very thoughtful.
Tyler's father is serving overseas in the Marines.
And we just found out he won't be home for Christmas this year.
I'm sorry, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler, I'm sure your dad'd be real proud of how you're stepping up. But it's okay to ask for help. You don't have to do this all alone.
Tyler looks at Carly. She smiles and nods. He smiles back and goes to Matthew in the wood.
All right.
Okay, give me a hand with this.
Yes.
Carly watches them and smiles, then begins shoveling the walkway. Later in Tyler's house, they stand by a box of blue and white ornaments and fake boughs.
Are these your decorations?
I got them down from the attic last week, but we haven't had a chance to put them up.
You know what? I think it's time we call in reinforcements.
Carly takes out her phone. Tyler opens his door to Alice.
Come in, Coach. I have never been more ready to spread some Christmas joy.
Here, let me help.
They're amaryllis. Poinsettias are tradition, but amaryllis have always been my favorite. Oh. Susan and Jenny said to water it twice a day, and you'll have it all through the year. And George sent you one of his ornaments.
In the kitchen.
Palm waters?
Palminders. Tell me you've heard of them.
First for me.
Well, you place whole cloves into these oranges, and then when you hang them, they fill the whole house with the most wonderful scent. When my girls were little, we used to make these every Christmas.
Yeah, well, where do we put the cloves?
Well, in any pattern you'd like. You can just get creative. They are so easy and guaranteed to put a little happy in your holidays.
Okay.
I'm gonna grab one of these. Hold your horses. Safety first.
She hurries over to Matthew on a stepladder decorating the tree.
She really is one of a kind. Some people come into our world and make things a little brighter.
She looks up at Matthew. He looks across the room at Carly. She looks back at him and smiles. Later, Tyler and Alice arrange decorations as nearby Matthew watches with Carly.
Back to the hotly debated topic of fate. And you can disagree, though I wouldn't recommend it. It seems to me like there's some Christmas magic happening right now.
Go on.
Well, if Tyler hadn't missed rehearsal today, then we never would have known what was going on with him. We wouldn't be here together.
I don't disagree.
Carly smiles as she goes over and joins Tyler and Alice. Matthew smiles as he watches her and then follows. Later at Carly's place.
I like this deal. You cook, I wrap.
Call reheating my mom's famous ginger soup cooking. I'm in.
You know, it's too bad that Tyler won't get to spend Christmas with his father.
Soldiers aren't the only ones who sacrifice for this country. We ask a lot of their families as well.
Well, I'm glad we could help lighten his load a little. It was nice to see everybody chipping in. Even George sent an ornament.
Most people want to help. They just need to be asked.
This is me asking. Help. Can I get a hand?
Matthew puts a finger on the present.
Thank you.
She ties a bow over his finger.
Ooh. I think I got you.
Matthew lifts his finger, and the present comes along with it. He looks up and shares a smile with her. Now at the chapel, Carly leads a choir rehearsal.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
That's it!
Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the sky.
In his office, John sits beside his desk writing. He looks up and listens. John smiles and then continues writing. Back with Carly.
Oh, I almost forgot. While we're all together, I'd like to get a photo.
Oh, yes.
They all gather as Carly holds up her phone.
Okay.
Well, you need to get in here, too.
Oh, no, yeah. I just meant the choir.
Well, you're a member of the choir.
Face it, you're one of us now.
That's 7-1. Come on, majority rules.
She props up the phone.
On the count of three, say, deck the halls.
She joins the others.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Deck the halls!
Carly runs back to her phone.
You know, we're only a few days away from Christmas Eve. You should all be so proud of everything that you've accomplished.
Thanks to you.
And I was thinking, I mean, if you're not in a rush to get home, it would be really nice to celebrate our last rehearsal.
Right.
Yeah.
As the kids say, I'm into it.
Sure, what's everyone feel like?
Well, there happens to be a special event at the Orchard, and they're waiting for us.
I'll get the chapel van.
They all rush off, except for Carly and Matthew.
Special event? What have you been up to, Miss Bridges?
You'll have to wait and see.
Later at the restaurant, Carly turns Matthew around to see a table set with tall parfait glasses.
Is this what I think it is?
You got it. We are making Mr. Barkley's famous peppermint egg creams, which, by the way, contain 0 eggs, oddly enough. Okay, everybody grab a seat.
How did you...
I have my ways.
Now, everyone sits around the table. Ice cubes are placed in a parfait glass. Tyler drizzles chocolate sauce over his ice. Carly smiles at Matthew beside her. Nearby, George licks chocolate sauce off his fingers. Riley watches as Alice pours milk over her chocolate and ice. Carly urges everyone to stir it all up. Riley looks down the table and smiles at Matthew and Carly. Tyler pours clear soda pop into his glass. It fizzes over. Riley and Alice laugh as Tyler slurps the frothing drink. Red and white sprinkles are added to the frothy top. Carly raises her glass. They all raise their glasses, drinking straws standing up in the chocolatey drink. George smiles as he sips from his straw. Matthew drinks his and his eyes widen. Carly gives him a thumbs up. Later, Carly sits with Jenny.
This was such a fun idea. I'm so glad you suggested it and made it all happen. It means a lot to all of us that you came here to help with the choir.
Well, it's been a really nice escape.
I'm so sorry about your mom.
Did Matthew tell you?
No, my dad mentioned it.
Oh, I don't even remember telling him. I must have over lunch. You know, you're really lucky for having a father like John.
You're not close with your dad?
He passed a few years ago, and he was out of my life well before then.
Did you stay in touch? Did he ever try to contact you?
Once. He sent me a letter when I turned 18. I never even opened it, to be honest. He didn't know anything about me or my life. He even wrote the wrong name.
Wrong name?
After he left, my mom reverted back to her maiden name, so I took it, Bridges. But my dad's last name was Fernie.
Fernie? Did he have any family?
I don't know, but if he does, I haven't met them. My mom gave me a really great life. She was the only family I ever needed.
Jenny smiles.
Seconds?
Oh, no, thanks.
Jenny looks away. Her smile fades. In Diane's kitchen, Matthew sits holding the red guitar pick. Diane works at a nearby counter as Riley approaches Matthew with 2 bottles of wine.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, I found this on the bus right here. I was kind of nervous being back after all this time, and I saw that on the ground. It reminded me this is where I belong.
I think this is Carly's. She mentioned losing one just like it. It means a lot to her.
Isn't that funny? You have been carrying it around for weeks and have no idea.
Matthew studies the guitar pick between his fingers. Later at Susan's shop, Susan sets out candles as Jenny enters.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
They hug.
I'm making pies for tomorrow night. Any requests?
Cherry?
Of course. It's already on the list. That's Carly's favorite, too.
It's been great having her here.
Hasn't it? And the choir's never sounded better.
Yeah. Well, it's lucky you found her profile.
Mm-hmm.
What about it stood out to you? To bring her all the way from Philadelphia, there must have been something that caught your eye. Something
more? Susan furrows her brow and looks away.
Mom, what aren't you telling me?
Susan stares at her and sighs. The chapel is decorated with twinkling Christmas lights and candles. Carly holds a red tea light and carefully places it on a table with other flickering candles. She turns and sits in one of the pews near the back. She closes her eyes, takes a deep breath, and leans back in the pew. Near the front, John speaks with a gray-haired man and woman. John approaches Carly and sits beside her in the pew.
I've been thinking about her a lot lately.
Well, Christmas is a time for reflection.
Wish I could have had a chance to meet her. You would have really liked my mom.
If she was anything like you, I'm sure I would have.
Carly shakes her head as her eyes fill with tears.
I felt so lost ever since she died. I know we all feel a little bit lost sometimes, but she was always the person that I turned to, you know? I don't know how to do this without her.
Carly, your mother gave you a beautiful gift. And you keep her memory alive with every student that you inspire. We're alike, you and me.
How?
We do what we do to reach people. Move them. Touch their hearts. We are following a calling.
Carly stares off as tears run down her cheeks. She turns and looks at John, and then nods. John smiles at her. They both turn and look towards the front of the chapel, at the large cross hanging above the candlelit altar. Later at Diane's house, the choir mingle in the living room with punch glasses in hand. Alice taps on her glass.
Pardon the interruption, everyone. I just wanted to thank Diane for hosting this year's Christmas Eve party. But I also think we should have a few words from our fearless leader, Carly!
Thank you, Alice. First of all, thank you all for your hard work and for letting me into your lives. These past few weeks have been so special, and you are all the reason why. I thought that this was going to be my first Christmas without any family, but I was wrong. So, to family, wherever you find them.
Here, here.
They all raise their glasses. Carly and Matthew share a smile from across the room. Susan smiles and looks over at John. He looks across the room as Riley hugs Carly by the fireplace.
Cheers.
Now, a night sky of stars, Matthew stands alone on the back patio looking up. Jenny appears.
Well, here's where he ran off to.
Matthew smiles as she approaches him.
You remember how we used to sneak out during the party and look at the stars?
You mean try and spot Santa. It was like a lifetime ago.
Janie goes to a fire pit table with flickering flames. She sits in a chair and puts down her punch glass. She places a red woolen blanket over her lap as Matthew sits in a chair beside her.
It's been nice having you home, if I haven't said that before.
Yeah, it's been nice being home.
Wonder something funny? The day I dropped you off at the bus station, I was going to kiss you.
You were?
Yeah. I had it all planned out. I was going to tell you I had a crush on you and that we should date long distance.
And why didn't you?
Cold feet, I guess. I didn't want to ruin our friendship in case it didn't work out. I used to wonder how things would be different if I had. And I wondered if maybe you had the same regrets.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't wonder if we had missed our shot at something. we're exactly where we're supposed to be. Friends for life?
Friends for life.
They clasp hands. Back at the party, Carly steps up to a window. She pulls back a sheer curtain and watches as Matthew and Jenny laugh and chat, holding hands. As Carly watches, her face drops and she steps away from the window. Nearby, Riley watches her walk away. She goes to the window herself and looks out. She turns back and looks in Carly's direction. In the foyer of Diane's home, Carly quickly puts on her red woolen coat. She looks back towards the party and puts her bag over her shoulder.
Hey, you leaving?
She turns to see Matthew.
Clock strikes 10 and I turn into a pumpkin.
Somehow I doubt that's true. I have something for you. I believe this belongs to you.
My gosh, my pick. Where did you get this?
Turns out we were on the same bus. I've been carrying this around for weeks.
Wow. I was worried that was gone forever.
I guess the right person found it.
Carly's eyes dart around. Matthew watches her.
That was a beautiful speech you made in there.
I meant it. It's gonna be really hard to say goodbye to the choir when this is all over.
Thought maybe you'd stay around for a little while.
I did what I came here to do, so.
Matthew slowly nods.
I should really get going. Tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah. Is everything okay?
Yeah. Just tired.
Okay. I'll let you go then. Night.
Night.
Matthew watches as she leaves. He looks away and stares off. Behind him, a distance away, Riley watches him. In the morning, an American flag flies above the town. Carly walks towards the chapel. Inside, John works in his office as Carly appears at the door.
Come in.
She smiles as she approaches with a red gift-wrapped present.
What is this?
A gift.
You didn't need to give me a gift.
Well, nobody needs to get anybody a gift. Open it.
John takes the lid off and peeks inside. He takes out a framed photo of the choir.
I thought you might like to add it to the wall.
It is certainly a choir worth remembering. Thank you. I'm going to find something to hang it.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Carly looks around the room. She takes down the black and white photo of the choir from years ago. She studies the members of the choir and then turns the frame over. On the back are listed the names of the Waterford Creek Choir, 1987. Carly finds Susan's name.
Vernie.
John returns with Susan.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Well, are you sure you don't want to just swap out one of the old photos?
There's room.
Okay.
Your maiden name was Fernie?
Susan turns and looks at her. John looks at Susan.
Yes, it was.
My father's last name was Fernie.
I know.
Carly looks at her.
He was my brother.
I don't understand. How could you not tell me?
We didn't want to disrupt your life.
We heard about your mother. And we couldn't bear the thought of you spending a Christmas alone. We just wanted you to have a nice holiday. But you have given us so much more. We're sorry we didn't tell you it was a mistake.
I need some air.
Carly rushes from the room. Susan covers her mouth and turns to John. Carly sobs as she steps out of the chapel. She stands on the steps as she struggles to catch her breath. She breaks into a tearful smile as she takes the guitar pick from her pocket and looks at it and the word joy. Her eyes brighten as she lifts her gaze. She smiles. Inside the chapel, John and Susan sit near the altar holding hands. They stand up and walk towards Carly as she approaches them up the aisle.
Carly, We understand if you need to go.
And we completely understand if you're upset with us.
I'm not upset. I have a million questions. And I do wish that you would have told me. But I don't regret coming here.
Susan furrows her brow as she smiles. John smiles at Carly with warm eyes.
So, you're my aunt?
Susan smiles and covers her mouth. Carly wraps her arms around her and they hug. They hold on tight to one another. Susan pulls back and looks at her.
What do you want to know?
Everything?
Susan takes her by the hand and they walk towards the altar. Back at Diane's house, Matthew looks in a mirror as he struggles to knot his dress tie. He undoes it and stares at both ends as Riley appears behind him.
You still haven't learned how to tie one of those things?
Aren't you supposed to be doing your fancy warm-ups?
This is an emergency.
It's an emergency.
You.
She helps him.
I hardly think my tie constitutes an emergency.
I'm not talking about the tie. I'm talking about Carly.
What about Carly?
Oh, brother. Number one, she's going home. Number two, you need to go after the life that you want now. Not tomorrow. Today. She saw you and Jenny on the porch last night. Go. Fix it. Maybe you can give her a reason to stay.
Matthew looks into her eyes. He gazes off and nods, and then he smiles. In the empty chapel decorated with red bows on the pews and twinkling lights, Carly walks up the aisle. She holds the cardinal snow globe. She walks towards the altar and arrives at a baby grand piano. She shakes the snow globe and places it on the piano. Matthew enters at the back of the chapel.
Hey.
Hi. I just want you to know, Jenny, we're just friends.
You're a good man, Matthew. One of the kindest that I've ever known. And I guess what I'm trying to say is, I like you too.
Matthew smiles. Carly smiles back at him. People begin arriving.
About your mom's snow globe.
Yeah. Best seat in the house.
She's here, you know. You have family here.
I do, actually.
Matthew crinkles his brow.
More than you know.
Later with John.
Christmas reminds us of the very best we have to offer. Kindness. Charity. Community. Hope. Tomorrow morning we'll wake up, we'll head to our Christmas trees, and we'll exchange our gifts. But there will be one gift exchanged more precious than the rest. Time. Each moment that we share with each other creates a ripple that extends much, much further than we ever pause to consider. Even the briefest encounter has the potential to shape a life.
He smiles at Carly in the congregation. She looks across and smiles at Matthew.
Now, it is my privilege to introduce our choir to sing in celebration of this night. They are a wonderful reminder that our song is most beautiful when we sing it with others.
The choir stand up in the pews in red robes. They approach the front of the chapel. They find their places as Carly looks towards the snow globe and swallows.
Take a deep breath. Sing for each other. You got this.
She steps back and counts Riley in.
There's music in the city, and the lights are on display. There's a big old tree for all to see, where the children run and play. I look out through my window. Something just don't seem right. Till I said hello and heard her voice on the other end of the line. Now it's Christmas,
Christmas, I'm hurrying on my way. Christmas, Christmas, like I'm riding in a one-horse sleigh. Well, I don't have to hear no jingle bells, just the ringing of the phone. Mama just called and said it's time for you to come home. Mama just called and said it's time for you to come home.
Carly runs to Riley and hugs her. The congregation rise to their feet. Later in the chapel, with Matthew, Riley, and Diane.
You were wonderful, sweetheart. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're pretty good.
Yeah, you do.
Nearby, Susan hugs Jenny. Tyler smiles and talks with a woman who must surely be his mom. She smiles and places her hand tenderly on his cheek. Nearby, George talks with Alice and her family. As everyone mingles, John approaches Carly.
Next year, we should expand the program to 4 or 5 songs. What do you think?
Next year, as in January?
Well, if you stay, we would love to have you continue working with the choir.
Can you excuse me for a second?
John watches and smiles as she walks away. He walks over to Susan and Jenny, and they all hug. Outside the chapel, Carly stands alone.
Mom, I don't know how you did this. Thank you.
Matthew appears beside her. They turn and look at each other and smile. They both look up towards the night sky.
Ever since I've been back, I've been thinking about all the choices I've made in my life. Things I've done in the past, maybe I'd do differently, all the might have beens.
We all have regrets.
I don't.
Carly turns to him. He gazes into her eyes.
The way you care about people, your generosity, your passion, the way you brought this community together, I've never felt more at home in my life. It's all because of you.
They stand face to face as he takes her hands in his.
I don't have a single regret, Carly, because every choice I've made has led me to this moment. With you.
Carly smiles as she slowly leans into him, and then they kiss. They pull away and look up.
Midnight. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Carly.
Merry Christmas.
They touch their foreheads and kiss. Snow drifts down as they kiss in each other's arms. They look up towards the falling snow.